welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pro, and we're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And what a kind of a day out there. We need some sunshine, man. But looks like we got some news going on out there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. What you got for us today?
So we do have some bit kind of unfortunate news, but kind of expected. We have had two employees in the past, I believe it was the end of 2 weeks ago, that have tested positive for COVID. Both are asymptomatic. They've both been in quarantine. Their quarantine is going to be up probably at the end of this week or beginning of next week, and then we'll make them. They have to provide the back-to-back negative test before they can come back.
Test out, as they say.
That's right. They will have to test. They will have to test negative twice in a row before they can come back. But we have spoken with them several times. They're doing well. Like I said, both asymptomatic. Now it's just about being careful about stopping the spread. We don't want to, you know, get it going, you know, rampant again in there. So, but other than that, we're hanging in there.
Now you're doing a lot of things to mitigate this. I know that a lot of testing.
Right, we are. So when we got the news that we did have two employees test positive, we had to start doing the rapid state testing. We did that last week, last Tuesday. Good news is all of our residents came back negative, so that's great news. We will have to perform rapid testing again tomorrow to keep that kind of going, and hopefully we keep receiving good news like that, because the residents, you know, they're the ones that we're the most concerned about, so we hopefully continue to go down that road.
Now, we were looking at having a kind of a fun thing out there, but it looks like the weather and a few other things are not going to cooperate with Trunk or Treat.
Yes. So Trunk or Treat is unfortunately canceled. It's just one of those things that it was more of a safety issue. Like you said, the weather's not going to help anything with it the way it is right now.
No.
But more or less, it was a safety issue. We hope everybody understands. It is very unfortunate. Everybody was really looking forward to it. It's sad, but like I said, it's the resident safety is number one on our list. So we have to make sure that they're doing okay.
But we're going to still stay in the Halloween spirit of things, aren't we?
Correct. So yeah, we will. What we've decided to do to kind of replace it is some of the employees are signing up as we speak, kind of in teams of two to three, probably just pairs. That way they can kind of go and decorate some residences' rooms on the doors, you know, with Halloween stuff and all that. And at the end of it, when everybody's done, we're going to let some of the residents come out and judge and see who won. See who wins the competition. So that'll be fun. Not what we had in mind, obviously, but at least we can do something with the residents to kind of, you know, be able to social distance and do some fun things with them. So hopefully we can keep everybody in the spirit and keep everybody in, you know, with the positivity. That's really big right now.
Now, going along with the positives and the checks and balances and safety efforts here too, I understand that you have a new kiosk.
Correct, we do. So this kiosk is that there's one at the front door by the main offices, and then there's one by the door on the east side, over by the apartments. And what it does is it's all facial recognition. You just walk in, it recognizes your face, and then it takes your temperature for you. At the top, there's a thermometer that does it for you, and then it comes digital right across the screen. So when you sign in, you don't have to use an actual thermometer or a handheld anymore. You can just kind of look at it, and then it tells you what it is. So technology is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I prefer that rather than, you know, the person behind the counter takes that little temperature gun and points it right between your eyes to, hey.
Right.
You know, it's a little, you know, nothing's going to happen, but still it's like, hey.
Right, yeah, it gets a little weird, and it's kind of chaotic because, you know, you have certain people coming in. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, you'll have anywhere from 10 to 12 coming in at a time because, you know, shift change. You got people leaving and then coming in, and both sets, whether you're leaving or whether they're going home or coming in to go to work, they have to take their temperature either way. So it gets chaotic, you know, and our front door screeners do a really good job, but this is really helping them out because they can focus more on, you know, asking the questions about, you know, the exposure and everything, and not having to worry so much about having to take everybody's individual temperature.
Understood. Now, we had a real nice success with our first blood drive, didn't we?
Yes, we did. So our blood drive was a really big hit. I've been in contact with with the Institute about doing another one. They're really excited. They were excited with our turnout and how we handled everything, especially with COVID and the social distancing. We were, you know, everybody did a really good job of being compliant. So right now it's looking like we're going to do our second blood drive on Tuesday, December 29th. And right now I'm trying to look into see if they're going to allow any more signups than we had last time. I'm not sure they will, because not only are we, you know, getting back into COVID, but now we're kind of getting into the peak flu season, so it's going to be a little hectic. However, even if they do only allow the number to be the same, the 29, then I'm going to try to look into getting some outside people to sign up if they will allow me to. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of this is going to have to do with COVID. I'm going to have to see, you know, how far they're going to let me go on this. I would love to have everybody that wants to give blood come in and give blood, but it's going to all depend on
safety,
on safety and how, and if we can get COVID back out of our building before that, you know, happens. And so it's just going to be kind of a week to week thing. And it's really just based on that. So
we're talking with Brent Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. I mean, this is really kind of neat. We kind of overachieved on that first one, so this second one's going to be kind of nice. And it's a really good idea that we do it on December 29th as opposed to, like, say, January 2nd. There'd be some happy blood going on out there, and I don't think they want that.
Yeah.
Boy. You got some good friends in the community. It looked like they showed their appreciation since the last time we spoke.
Correct. So we want to give a big shout out and a great big thank you to Kindful Hospice. They came out, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, tomorrow on Tuesday, and they set up a nice breakfast table for us, just showing their appreciation for us. And I just wanted to give them a thank you over the air, and it was really appreciated. All of our employees really enjoyed it. So it was great to have friends like that to help us stay positive in this time. So.
Now, I understand that the virtual tour is being done now.
Yes, it is. So
there we go.
Our virtual tour is finally, yes, we finally got it, kind of got it closed up and wrapped up. We're working on getting it posted as we speak. We got our copy of it and went back and watched it. It turned out great. It really, it's a really cool thing. So we want to give a big shout out to Frank Molina at his place at Media Room Solutions. Excuse me. Frank Molina at Media Room Solutions. He did a great job. Came in. We had a great time. It was really, you know, a relaxed time, and we had some laughs. And he does a great job. You know, he does a lot of cool things down there. He also wanted me to. He asked me to kind of let everybody know that they do video and film transfers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a makeover of old films and videos from VHS tapes. He does that, and he also does a great job in restoring some old family pictures. I've seen him do pictures. I've seen the results of them from, you know, 50, 60 years ago, just old pictures that he's kind of went back in and redid, and it's really cool to see. He does a great job down there, so we want to give him a thank you as well.
That's an art. Now, I understand these virtual tours, when you go to the website, like BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, where you'd find these, you say, hey, that's pretty neat. I don't think people realize the time and the talent and the precision that goes into doing this, because it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. We, like I said, he did a great job of keeping it light, mm-hmm. though, kind of easing everybody's nerves, because, you know, the people that were in the video, it was kind of nerve-wracking for them, because they'd never done that before. And if that's something you don't do every day, it's kind of tough to just go in and, you know, have a camera put in your face and perform. So but he did a great job. We, like I said, lots of laughs. It was a very positive, upbeat time, which is honestly what everybody needs right now. And this time is to be able to have some fun like that. And like I said, just the work he did with it, with the material that we gave him, was incredible. I mean, it's amazing that he could do something like that with, you know, with what we gave him. And you know, everybody did a great job in it. So we're really excited for people to see it and give us some reviews on it and from their perspective. So it's really cool.
And if you want to see it, you go to BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. Now, what are we going to see in the virtual tour? A virtual tour of apartments? Are we going to see the whole facility? What are we going to see?
So for this virtual tour, we're going to see a little bit. Now, I'm not going to give everything away, because I want people to go in and watch it.
Click, 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 click.
That's right. Okay. However, so you'll see our sign out front. We got a nice little group picture to start with some of our employees. There will be some residents that will be in the video and doing some activities and stuff like that to kind of see what's going on there. And then we're for sure we got therapy in there because our therapy team does a great job of it, as I've said before. So that's basically the kind of the gist of it. But I do want everybody to go in and watch when we get this posted because it's really cool.
Okay, so we have to wait a little bit, right?
That's right. Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to wait a little bit before all of it.
I'm sending everybody over to the website right now. They're going, well, why is that? Gee, Tom, where is it? Now, we have to wait for it to be posted, but it will be soon.
It will be soon. We're going to get it posted soon. I'm going to work on really getting pushing for that and getting it posted on our website soon. And then I'm going to also do what I can to get it posted to our Facebook page soon, too. We want it in multiple sites, and that way that people can come in and see it from multiple angles. It'll be really cool.
Now, Brett, we talked about that opening shot with the big sign. I understand the maintenance guys had a little something to do with the sign.
Correct. So another shout out. I want to give a shout out to David and Jake, our maintenance guys right now. They're doing an excellent job. They put up the words BHRC main office above our front door, which we didn't have at the time, and now we do. It's in nice shiny black letters right above our front office, and they do a great job for everything that we ask them to do and helping us out, and we try to help them out as much as possible as well. But they did a really good job on it. It really shaped up that front office door. So if you want to drive by to see that, I would suggest that because it, like I said, it looks really good. And we are at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking with Brett Harsh. He's the marketing director there at Barnesville Health and Rehab. Now I think the second time we did this, and it might have been your first time on with me, we were talking about plans for a patio.
Right.
And how, I understand it's done.
The patio is done.
Wow.
And it is built around a nice tree, so you can kind of go around it. That we have benches set up. We have some, we have some flowers actually planted out there now, and some pots that have really, really spruced it up. It was last week when we had some 70 and 80 degree weather. We had several residents out there during the middle of the afternoon when it got warm that they went out there, and they really enjoyed it, just sitting out there enjoying the nice weather, and which kind of hard to, tell
them right now,
kind of hard to believe right now with the weather we're having today. But when it gets, like I said, when it gets up in the 70s and 80s, it's something they're really going to enjoy, and they've been out there a lot, and some of our employees have been out there with them, making sure they're okay, but still while social distancing, obviously, but it's something that they can do and kind of just enjoy the outdoors and get out and enjoy some fresh air.
We might have a couple of good days left this fall, but I know come this spring, that's going to be the place. That's where everybody wants to go.
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I think it's going to be a big hit, so it's good.
Now, if anybody wants information about Barnesville Health and Rehab, the website's always a good place to start.
Correct. Our website is BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. That's BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. Mm-hmm. Or just go to Google, like I've said in the past, and type in our name, and then click on our tab, and it'll take you right to it. So that's a good place to start, like you said.
Now, if folks just want to make a call and just, ask a few questions, are they able to do that?
They are. Our phone number is 918-333-9545. 918-333-9545, and we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place.
All right, and don't forget, we do have that blood drive that is coming up on, it's late December, correct?
Yes, it is. So Tuesday, December 29th, that's Tuesday, December 29th. It'll probably be the same time schedule. I'm assuming it will be from sign-ups will be from 9 to 4, or not sign-ups, but time slots will be from 9 to 4, probably in 15-minute intervals again. So anybody that wants to give or is interested in give, like I said, I'm going to have to okay it with some people to see where we're at with our restrictions because of COVID. But hopefully we can get it in and get it done.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Brett, and he is with Barnesville Health and Rehab right here in Barnesville. I always want to say this, family-owned and operated, because that is so important. People in our community just feel a whole lot better when other people in our community are taking care of them.
I think that's another thing that I think is really, really important with us. We are family owned and operated, and we believe we are a family, and we act like we're a family. We really look out for each other, so it's really cool.
All righty, thank you very much. Appreciate you being with us today.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K.